At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Do your girl and your Johnson. Oh, yeah.
Oh, your girl and your Johnson.
Jeff, are you sober or not sober?
The team's sober at the moment, but I'm probably going to jump ship. I just got home.
All right, Jeff. Okay.
It's tough because I'm reading the first car company was manufacture automobiles was Benz and Cree.
Like is it Mercedes-Benz?
Yeah, Carl Benz in 1983 in Mannheim, Germany.
It'd be different if it called, the car was Carl Benz.
Yeah,
Carl Benz. Oh, you got a Carl. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, it's tough to think of like those brands now, but it was just people's last name, like Ferrari.
Yeah, Ford. Yeah.
So what I've got here is that Carl Benz and Gottlieb Daimler were recognized for inventing the first automobile. So that's where it goes back to Germany. But I think the first manufacturer like
was in France.
We need to make a building to like actually make these things.
Okay. All right. Let's see here, Jeff. You're going to send a pick to one. Crush, boss, dentist, or hairdresser?
Honestly, we're going to go with Crush. If she's disgusted by it or not impressed, I mean, it changes nothing in my life anyway. That's what's going on right now, so.
I'll still have a crush on her, and she still won't have me.
But she'll know what my penis looks like. Weird eye contact now.
Not as much.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, by the way, we got an update on Leica, the dog sent into space. So this is Leica's story. The dog was Leica, and she basically roasted to death in space. It was never planned for her to return alive. She was not protected from the heat or radiation from the sun, and it killed her, unfortunately. But she was a stray that was taken off the street and treated very well before being sent up.
Well, thanks for that.
That's even worse than what I thought.
I would rather go back to the streets if I have an option on this. Can I just be where I know?
You think there's a point where the dog's like, wait, what? What am I doing? What?
Hang on,
what?
God.
Wow. Okay.
Harsh.
Yeah, man. Crispy little naked.
Hey, at least she didn't have a family that was worried about her.
Oh, dude,
you don't know that.
Yeah.
You don't know
I went down and did a rescue thing in Mexico with my kids and stuff, wife, time. There's dogs running the beach everywhere. They're all straights. They're having a great time. They're playing in the water. They're in the Gulf of Mexico. They're enjoying life. There's this woman from Seattle who's down there with us, and she's like, I should take that dog home.
No, you should not.
And I was like, do you see this dog right here? And I was already kind of, you know, a couple in. And I was like,
you?
Do you want to take this dog from this beach and put it in your apartment in Queen Anne. Am I understanding this correct?
You're right.
Jesus, woman. Come on, man.
I
will give it a home. Not like this, you're not.
Doing all right.
Yeah, I think he's good. I'm not going to speak for him.
Paradise or...
Come on, man. I know you're trying to help, but...
But don't.
Please, just stay out of this.
All right, Jeff, your question. What do the letters S, V, and P stand for in RSVP?
It's French.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
And just go, and you got it.
I mean, I know what it is. You're basically responding to something.
That is correct. Like, we know what it is, but most people don't actually know what the hell someone said.
It's a French term. You've probably heard of it.
Do you know what it actually means?
I probably have, but it's going to kick me once I hear it.
Yeah, when you hear it, the only time you hear it is with RSV.
Kind of sounds like when you boil a steak in water, you know?
Yeah.
Are you asking for, like, the French pronunciation or, like, the English?
I'll take either or.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But if you're going to do the English,
I wanna do
it
the
needs
French.
To be the translation.
Okay.
Oh.
Miles gave you a great hint with boiled steak.
Yeah, it sounds like, just say sounds like sous vide.
Yes, it does.
And one more. I'll even give you that.
No.
S'il vous plaît.
I was going to say super Van Pen. I don't
Van
know.
Van Halen.
S'il vous plaît.
S'il vous plaît.
S'il vous plaît.
It's French, and it actually means the translation is if it pleases you.
Response,
that's very polite.
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
Respond
no,
if it pleases
I wouldn't have even
you.
Been close.
Yes, it does please me.
Not even close.
It does please me to tell you, I won't be attending. All right, your question. The Treaty of Paris formally ended what war?
It's only one of two. I don't know, World War One.
Ted, Treaty of Paris. Paris.
I mean, is that like a Napoleon War?
American Revolution.
It was the Treaty of Paris.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I know, right? Oh, damn, man. Texture's out there. That space dog burned up just like sunshine.
Oh, man. Hey, you know what?
But sunshine was in hell.
I mean, 90% of them do go up that way.
Well, yeah, that's a good point.
You got a farm.
I guess my dog did.
I should also, like, France doesn't need to defend them. People always make fun of the French.
The
French,
yeah.
But without that blockade and stuff, and again in 1812, like, we'd still be underneath the queen or the king.
That's where I like to be, baby.
Yeah, I was thinking that might be all right.
Ted's the party.
Queen Latifah.
Glad you brought it up.
I don't think she's into your type, Miles.
Really? Oh, yeah.
She doesn't like men to go in black D.
Exactly. All right. That would change her mind.
Yeah.
All right, then.
All right, your question. In The Hunchback of Notre Dame, what's the name of the girl that befriends Quasimodo?
Oh.
He was getting a lot.
You think he would have sent his D pick to her?
Yeah. Yes.
You would have ring my bell?
It'd be a D painting.
I've heard the name before. This is going to kick. I'm going to kick myself so hard for this one.
Can you actually kick yourself?
I mean...
Close.
You got close?
I got close.
Kinda.
I moved my pants.
Is there an old D painting? Just the D?
I touched a cheek.
You did touch... Okay, you can kick yourself.
Yeah. Her name is very close to a sort of gem, a green gem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing the green gem's emerald.
Mm-hmm.
It probably means emerald.
I was thinking jade.
I'm guessing, probably. Ooh, jade. That's a good call. Jada Pinkett Smith.
Just, oh.
And I'm saying, yes, he would send her the D-pick because of how the book actually ends, is his skeleton laying next to hers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
After she was dead, he was just like, I'm just gonna lay down and die down here.
Mm. Wow. That's a little heavy.
Sivu played.
I can't.
Esmerella?
Esmerella.
Hmm. All right, Jeff, you're on question number four.
Okay, so he laid down and died next to a dead body, but you're saying that you believe Quasimodo would have sent Esmerella a D-pick.
Intentionally, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's why I said a D-painting.
Okay.
Because it takes time.
Would he
if you just take a picture, it's a second, right? But I mean, if you're going to paint that thing.
I think he does it like people would do a self-portrait, like he's in the mirror.
That's
like,
okay, yeah, exactly.
Okay, on that note, right? So they say, look, man, don't send someone an unsolicited D-pick, okay? And we understand that.
I think I know where you're going with this.
I send you an unsolicited D-painting, tastefully done.
Has it ever been done?
Are you as upset?
How is
Thank
it tastefully
you.
Done?
Because it's
a painting of my penis.
It doesn't just mean it's tasteful.
You Bob Rossed it.
Right.
So who's to say it's not a finger?
I mean, maybe it's got like one of those gold.
We're going to put some happy little bushes over here.
Yeah.
I mean, is that equally as offensive if it's a painting of your penis as opposed to an actual
gold
photograph?
Leaflet? Really,
I think it goes easy with it. Yeah. I think it kind of softens the blow, as it were. But,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What if it was abstract?
Is that the least offensive way to send a picture of your penis?
What if it was more abstract?
Right. Like Picasso did.
It's
over here.
Right. Starry penis.
Right. Just put it anywhere on the body. Call it abstract. Is that cool?
It's coming off
Can I get away with that? We're on to something, fellas.
He's got a swinging chin.
Yes, I did sing her a D-pick.
How about that?
But it's an abstract Picasso.
You know he did that.
Look, she thought it was my arm for the first month.
If you can paint, and you're this prolific, you've done it.
Oh, for sure.
You've done it.
It's like everyone who's ever shaved off a mustache stopped at the Hitler, looked at himself in the mirror, right, then got rid of it.
I've never done that.
You've never done that.
No.
BS.
No.
I do not believe that
second. I shaved off half on one Movember.
I believe
that. Left the other half, and I went to dinner with my wife.
Of course you did.
Because I had to. We went to Bizarro.
With half a mustache.
I did. You wonder why I'm divorced. I thought it was funny as hell. I'm just trying to make sure you know you're right. And how right you are.
That was fantastic.
What did the waiter say?
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, it was the owner. That's great. All right. I almost thought he gave me a free
appetizer. How irritated was she?
Oh, she was fuming. She was like, I don't even want to look at you. I was like, you never do. What's the difference?
That's a great move. All right, Jeff.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your question. 5, 10, 15, or 20. How many minutes can a crocodile hold its breath underwater?
Got to be 20.
Damn little bitch, you stop at 15, man.
Punk.
Yeah.
One of these days I want to hear them gasp for air before they go down. Exactly. They only come up. The closest that you get is the whale when they come back out.
But, but you never hear them take a breath.
Almost didn't make it.
But see, that's the thing. If whales are self-conscious, right? You want a whale watching tour to let y'all. All these freaking people don't do that weird thing where we take the breath. Just go. We'll go somewhere else. But if we're not watching, you know, like.
Hang on, I'll get you something to eat out of the fridge.
I'll be right back.
We're making people nervous right now. Somebody freaking out.
Ah, one of them damn boats or what? Dude, be cool. Be cool. Maybe they only blow that crap out when there's people watching too.
Right. All right, give them a show.
Freak, yeah, just blow some snot on their ass. They love it. These people are weird.
Take that, Peter North.
All right, your question. What is permanently frozen subsoil called?
Oh, yeah. And permanently is a good clue there, Jeff.
Okay.
Subsoil?
Yes.
Subsoil.
Permanently frozen subsoil. This word is also a nickname I had for this chick I used to work with at the AM station. Dude,
oh, no.
She was a cold, cold person. A straight up cold.
So think about that. It's frozen.
Right.
It's also a Gatorade drink. Flavor.
Do they have that flavor?
They have the last
one.
I'm
going to guess Frostbite.
You're close.
Permafrost. Yeah, there's a sales chick that worked at the AM station for like 6 months, man. God almighty, I started calling her Permafrost. She's like, I really don't like that nickname. I'm like, I know, but man, it's not changing.
Subsoil also sounds like a bad, like, action figure.
Subsoil.
Sounds like you soiled yourself and then it right. froze.
You ever have a subsoil
either
in your underwear?
Either that or you're in the Navy.
New Tide Pods.
Jeff, you're on question six.
So you're telling me Gatorade literally named a flavor after dirt?
No, Frost.
Oh, just frost.
Yeah,
I thought you said permafrost.
They had like
frost.
A frost line.
Okay,
yeah, it's the white Gatorade.
I missed the frost line. Yes, my bad.
Gatorade Frost Arctic Blitz.
That's right.
Jesus Christ.
Tastes just like you're in the Arctic.
Tastes like penguin blood. All right, your question. Monte Carlo is located in what country?
Judging by seeing people drive this Chevy, Mexico.
Monaco?
So Monaco.
Yeah, Steve and I both had a heart attack
got
there.
That wrong again.
The Chevy Mexico.
Question
Chevy.
Seven.
That sounds like terrible porn star. My name is Chevy Mexico. You may have seen me in the most disturbing movie you've ever watched.
She's the noon dancer.
Oh, damn.
On a Tuesday.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They open the doors and Chevy's up there. Just
doing her thing.
Go on in,
fellas. Let's just say the pasties don't matter on her.
You know what? Send her out onto the sidewalk to bring people in.
Those yarmulkes or areolas?
Yarmulkes. Right.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Are you question? Name the two continents located entirely in the southern hemisphere.
Ah, back to these hemispheres.
Sorry, Ted.
means half a circle, Ted.
Thanks, Mike.
Well, I thought it meant the fear of hemis.
They're self-contained. They don't touch anything else.
So, yeah. Self-contained. I was going to say, believe it's not South America because the equator
it's not self-contained.
Runs through that.
You
Panama,
are correct.
Panama Canal doesn't count.
You can also do it that way.
Go
tell
Australia
me the five continents.
And Antarctica.
There you go,
Jeff.
All right.
All right. Party on, guys.
Yeah, man.
See, he's one of those guys, and you always say this, Miles. The person tells you the opposite of what you asked. So you said, like at the drive-thru, welcome to McDonald's. What can I get for you today? Not a fish sandwich.
not
a Coke.
Not a salad.
I'm going to tell you everything I don't want.
I don't like that.
No fries.
Makes my stomach hurt. More of a Big Dummy coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.